Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mary Cantando is our guest, our good friend, longtime 12-plus year member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Woman's Advantage, also Leading with Care, How Women Around the World Are Inspiring Businesses, and et cetera, et cetera. Those are a couple of outstanding books that I encourage you to check out. TheWoman'sAdvantage.com, right, Mary?
It's Woman'sAdvantage.com.
Oh,
yep.
No, the. Just Woman'sAdvantage.com.
Right.
So check that out, folks, and you'll see a lot of great things that Mary does and writes and all the great work she's doing there, especially ladies. Especially ladies. You're going to want to know what Mary's up to and let her help you. Mary, we're talking about perfect being the enemy of the good, seeking excellence, not perfection, something I talk about all the time. Why is it harder for women to pull this off than it is for men?
That's a great question.
Time out. Folks, Mary was said this first in the last segment, so don't fuss at me for saying that. Mary said that. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
That's right, I did. I said I have no statistics to prove it, but anecdotally, it seems to me like women have a harder time letting things go when they're 98% done instead of like pushing. They've got to get that extra mm-hmm. icing on the cake. They've got to get, you know, do a little bit more, way beyond what I believe sometimes the customers mm-hmm. expect or want or need. And what happens is you end up delaying your revenue coming yep. in. You end up frustrating people.
Driving
you end up
yourself
wasting
crazy.
Your time. What's that?
Driving yourself crazy, creating
yes.
a casualty list among your employees. See, I liken this, Mary, to the holidays. Have you noticed that men are not frenetic at during the holidays?
But women
often are.
Yeah, women, yes, you know, that's a really interesting analogy, Jim, because I think you're right. You know, we've got to have the Christmas tree exactly
perfect.
Right. You know, you've got to have the
mm-hmm.
these presents for the kids so that are perfect.
Right, and it's not, can't just be wrapped perfectly. All the equities inside the boxes have to be balanced among all the people.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So here's the thing. Let me tell you a little interchange with my wife. My wife said to me one time, why don't men feel guilty? Because we were talking about the holidays. I said, why do you have this holiday guilt? Why do you do this to yourself? And she says, men don't feel guilty. I said, no, men feel guilty plenty of times. We just don't manufacture it. We feel guilty when we're supposed to be guilty. We are
yeah.
guilty, but we
yeah.
don't manufacture guilt. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't know. I think that a lot of it has to do maybe with having, when you have children, particularly if you have more than one child, and trying to keep everything totally balanced.
Yep.
And just, you know, women just, there's always one more thing. No matter what you're doing.
Do you think part of it, Mary, is that women are always feeling like they've got to work a little harder than men to get what they need, and I understand that that's probably the case in some cases, but I just think that I just pray and you know how much I support women in business. I just pray that they will say, okay, you know, excellence is good enough. This is excellent. Let's go with it.
Yeah, I mean, again, excellence is defined by the customer, and even at the holidays, do the families, do you need to have four desserts at a holiday meal?
Mm-hmm.
But women think more is better. A lot of people think that more mm-hmm. is better, and more isn't necessarily better. I mean, it can be, but it just as often can not be. Often it's better to have one or two things done really well that you know people will love than four things just to have them to put out to fill the table. And the same is true with customers. You know, maybe they would rather have that a week earlier or 3 days earlier mm-hmm. and have it be 95% than have you labor over it and waste time trying to get that last 5% perfect.
Right.
So that they also get it a week later.
I also think that women are worried about breaking things, and men are not so much. Men, when we think about the possibility of breaking things, we'll say, well, okay, if it breaks, we'll fix it.
Mm.
And I think maybe women don't think about it like that so much. I think they're worried. They don't want to break anything. They want to make sure nothing breaks.
And yeah, because once it's broken, even if it's fixed, then there's this perception of it not being perfect anymore.
But
right?
What do we learn? What happens? Yeah, you and I both know, right? You learn from your mistakes. You learn when you break things, and so sometimes you have to do that. But now men oftentimes have too much ego about that, right? I mean, they have too much self confidence. And it gets them in trouble too sometimes.
Yeah, that could be. That can definitely be.
I promise you, it happens. It happened to me. hey, Mary, it's always a pleasure. It's always fun to work with you and to have you here on the show. The calendar. Tell us about the calendar. That's going to be coming out again later this year.
Well, we're now collecting quotes for
that's
calendar.
Right.
Quotes or tips.
Remind them about it.
So you go to the webpage, womansadvantage.com/quote, womansadvantage.com/quote.
Submit a quote.
And the directions are there. So you.
I'm going to submit my quote.
You just go ahead and do it.
I'm going to submit some quotes.
You go ahead and do it.
We'll see if my quote gets in the Women's Advantage calendar or not. Can they still buy them, Mary? Are there still some left?
I don't know if we have any left in the fulfillment house, but they can go online and check and see.
All right. Mary Contando, thank you for being here, Mary. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.